Here's a thought I'll title Observation or Project. The whole field of semantics is fascinating to me. I've never studied it, at least not formally, but I am sort of interested how words influence perception. And here's an example of that that pertains to, of all things, photography. For some time now, I've used the term project as the nomenclature for something produced with multiple images and perhaps a small amount of text or, more often, a title. Think of Seeing in Sixes, think of what I produce in Kokoro, think of the portfolios or image suites that we publish in Lenswork. I refer to those as projects, and I use that term in contrast to the single image that gets matted and framed and hung on the wall as either artwork or as decor. How do we differentiate the multiple image project from that more traditional presentation of photography in a frame on the wall? Well, the term I've chosen and used for a long time is project, project-oriented photography. Of late, however, I've had a nagging little thought in the back of my brain that I finally pulled out, had some time to stew on a little bit, about the word observation rather than the word project. What if we substituted, semantically, the word observation for project? Instead of project-oriented photography, what if we called it observation-oriented photography? It's a little clunky, it's a little awkward, it doesn't roll right off my tongue. But perhaps it's a better term to illustrate the core of this activity in our art life. Observation is less about what we make and more about what is revealed to us, or layers of understanding that we peel off the surface of our observations to see something that's a little more meaningful, a little deeper, and as such seems closer to the core of what makes artwork worth viewing. I talk about content, content, content all the time in this podcast. That's what we are interested in as artists in capturing, is content, and craft works in service of content. But what the heck is content? It's a difficult word to pin down, and I've tried a number of times to say what content is. Then you get muddled up with terms like a message or some sort of meaning. But what about if we simply replace content with observation? As photographers, that becomes our job, our intent. And we make an observation about something by studying it, by representing it in our photography through more complexity than we're likely to be able to include in a single image. Single images are great, and they can be observations too, but a multiple image observation seems to be a term that describes something that's closer to what I feel when I put together a multiple image project with a little bit of text. It's an observation. All the things that I've published in Kokoro, in my personal PDF, they fit the term observation much better than they do project. In retrospect, and now that I've been thinking about it for a few days, the term project seems more like it's something we build, something we do, something we create, something we construct. All of that describes a photographic project ideally. But it describes not the content of the photographic project, but rather the process of making it. And the term observation has more to do with the content of the photographic project rather than the means of producing it. The heart of the matter rather than the building of the matter. I'd love to be able to, just at least in my own life, wave a magic wand and start using the term observation-oriented photography and abandon project-oriented photography as a term that I've let go of. But I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do that. My habits are too ingrained, and I tend to use the word project because I have for decades now. But maybe just having this revelation about observation or project, maybe I'll start thinking more in terms of observations. Well, we'll see. I've said for years that on my tombstone, should I have a tombstone, I would like it to say, "He was not numb." I would be much happier with that on my tombstone than, "He produced a lot of projects." So, observation or project might start to sneak into my vocabulary if I can retrain my brain to be thinking in terms of photographic observations rather than photographic projects. This ties in, by the way, with another bit of semantics you've probably heard me use over the years when I say that as photographers, we are seers in both senses of the term. We see, plus we can expand that beyond the visual context into the mystical context. Artists are seers in the sense that they can see what others don't or can't or don't take the time to. Artists have a role, a responsibility in society, and maybe part of that is to observe and report through our artwork what it is that we see in both senses of the term seer.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.